Sunday, I went to downtown Atlanta to go supermarket, and I've been there and I smell like the smoke, cigarette
okay.
smell and kind of stuff. Like we live in the countryside, so yeah. we never smell it unless somebody is smoking. Mm-hmm. But we have fresh air.
Because we barely see any
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we have fresh. Yeah, we're kind of isolated, but We have fresh air, we're out in the nature, but when I went to downtown, it was, the smoke and the smell and everything, it really kind of gave me headache, and it's very unpleasant.
Recently, there was like a lot of news about cigarettes and secondhand smoking, and there's something like a lot of places are banning public smoking now, and China recently just banned it in enclosed public places like restaurants and bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because there was a study, and it says that there's a new victim of secondhand smoke, which is fish.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't get how that makes sense because they live underwater.
Yeah, but so. Get, where do the buds be tossed aside to?
Oh, but even though they do it in the trash can?
What yeah,
but then well, it like probably leaks into the water.
Yeah. I mean, somehow. Some people put it down the toilet. Some people yeah. just toss it off the bridge where like there's water and stuff.
That's yeah. true.
But and then there was another study saying, secondhand smoke. Also for humans, it's like a temptation because if there's someone who's trying to quit but they smell that smell,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it makes them want to like smoke nicotine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
even people like children who have never smoked but their parents smoke, it makes them like curious and a craving for yeah. it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really dangerous.
Yeah, I never smoked before, but my father, mm-hmm. he's been smoking for like past 20 years or 30 years. Yeah, so something about that time. But he recently quit. Not like recently, like maybe 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago he quit, but he tried to quit many, many times. But because he failed so much, it really seemed like, Dad, are you really trying? Mm-hmm. It really seemed like that. And sometimes like when I would catch him, he would get mad, He would be kinda offended too. But like he did quit, with grace of God.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I saw him like having a really hard time, and when there are other people who were smoking, it would be really hard.
Especially in like a Korean business
yeah.
environment, I bet.
And yes. I heard like, quitting cigarettes is mm-hmm. harder than quitting other drugs, actually.
It's mm-hmm. the most addicting drug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicotine is?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, nicotine.
So the what do you call it? The things in it, not itself?
Yeah, the nicotine itself is...
Not because it's cheaper than the other drugs or more
yeah,
available.
Nicotine
to us.
Itself is the most addicting drug. And I can believe it. I remember when I used to smoke that it was very, very difficult to try mm-hmm. Without the grace of God.
How long did it take?
Honestly, just like that.
Oh.
Because previously I've been trying to do it without God's help. Mm-hmm. And, using like patches or gums or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I just, left it to God, later on, just had no more temptation, no more cravings.
Mm. Wow.
And
praise
just
the Lord.
Gone, just like that.
Uh-huh. Talking about cigarettes reminds me of when I was young, I guess like around 10 years old, my uncle smoked a lot. Mm-hmm. And then one day, in school, I learned about like not smoking and smoking is very bad. So I went home and I saw my uncle smoking, and then, this is very bad, do not try it at home. From when he was smoking like this, I took the cigarette, and then went into the bathroom, and I threw it in the toilet. And guess what happened last? I got hit. Very, very bad manner.
Oh,
But I was like, smoking is bad.
That is
stop smoking.
Cute, that is.
And
yeah,
then he got really mad.
You were thinking for your uncle though.
Yeah.
That's cute. Like if I had my nephew do that, then I would be like, oh, he cares for me. You know, actually learn something in school. Because it's not like people smoke because they think it's healthy, you know?
Actually, they used to.
Really?
Yeah, there was a time, actually. Actually, when long time ago, they would actually prescribe cigarettes for people who have asthma.
Long time ago?
Yeah. For asthma?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, the worst case ever. Yeah. Wait, when? When are you talking about?
This was like probably late 1800s, early 1900s, okay. Something
that's
like that.
Yeah.
This
really
is kind of like when, I think it was George Washington who was sick from, I think, a flu or cold. And then they had this thing where the doctors usually took out blood.
Yeah.
And they thought that solves everything. And it worked for most of the stuff. But it just, when they did it, it just made him die faster.
Okay, wow.
Which was sad.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people don't do it because they know that it's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, at first, it's kind of a social thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of social. But then later on, it becomes a natural addiction. It's not only just mental, because like most addictions that we have, be it like video games or TV show or whatever, these addictions are usually mental, like you have to control it in your mind,
mm-hmm.
but then this is actually a physical addiction, like your body actually needs it.
Mm.
And so that's why it's scary.
It's kind of like hunger.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't feed it, then...
People go crazy.
Yeah, you're all edgy and your emotions are thrown off and everything.
It's like alcohol then, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but people, sometimes, I guess I can't understand, but they know it's, you know, unhealthy, and they teach it in public schools, and they know it, but they still smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just don't even try to quit.
I think like peer pressure plays a lot into it too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And like trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think this is cool. Like, for what I'm trying to say is that not in a perspective of young people, I guess. But I went to supermarket. I go to supermarkets a lot. Anyways, I went to supermarket and there was a car and there was a lady outside and there was kids inside. And this is a car door and the car door was open and she was smoking and her children inside. And she was just smoking, like, you know, not like turning back or something, but just like turning towards the car, you know, towards the children she was smoking.
And wasn't the windows open? I think it was.
No, the door was open. Oh. Yeah, the door was open and the children was just there and then she was smoking right like in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we live in the southern part and it's kind of like a culture for us here. I see that a lot. Like everyone smokes in southern part, of the U.S.
And you know, like, smoking is not only like bad for your health, but if you think about it, like, if you don't smoke, you save a lot of money too. Having to keep on buying. I heard like some people smoke like one whole pack a day.
My dad used to.
That's like, that's a lot of money.
Well, in Jersey, isn't it like $6 a pack or something?
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost double the price.
Kind of.
Why that reminds me, but you know how smoking, the secondhand smoke is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this works, but I saw in a mall, when I went to a mall, you know those stands that's in the middle of the mall? In one of those malls, there's smokeless smoking.
Yeah.
They have those. It's like with water vapor?
Yeah, but then they do put, most of them have nicotine in there.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, but then it doesn't have the tar and stuff, and so it's supposed to be safe. Yeah, safer cigarettes.
Safer for the person who's smoking or the people?
For the person who's smoking, because what actually comes out is water vapor, like you said. Mm. So they have liquid nicotine that they put into like a little sponge. I actually bought that for some of my friends who actually smoke as a way to help them to quit. Mm. They never used it. These things were pretty expensive. They're like into the about $100 or something. But then I think I bought like 3 or 4 and got discounts and gave it to people who smoke. But that's the idea. It's like, it's actually also a marketing tool because the idea is so that as they begin to smoke this smokeless cigarette, they end up putting nicotine in there, and you get addicted to this thing now, the electric cigarette.
Mm-hmm. And so, so it's kind of different kind of feeling when they actually smoke it, or?
Yeah, it is different. When you smoke, I don't think it's very popular with smokers, because when you smoke, there's actually kind of a burning sensation inside of your lungs that actually feels almost like a relief to feel it. And there's that burning sensation, but when you actually pull on this, it's just water. You know, there's nothing burning. And so I don't think it was as popular with smokers. Mm. I know that the people that I bought it for are not using it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's just sad to see many people very mistreating their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as Christians, we always go to the Bible, and then we say that our body is
a temple.
Yeah, a temple of God. So we have to treat it well, because it's also a gift from God too.
Mm-hmm.
And we mistreat it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's very uncommon for most Christians to actually not care about what the body,
of course, yeah,
because it the mindset was God cares about the spirit, not about the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two are totally separate, and
which is untrue.
Yeah, which is untrue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you try to tell a alcoholic about Jesus, you know, tell them something about something spiritual,
mm-hmm,
and they can't understand it.
Of course, because their mind is not clear.
Yeah, so what you actually do to your body affects the mind, which also, mm-hmm, affects the spirit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not only not caring, like, they, a lot of Christians, including me before, everyone ate the way you did. Like, everyone eats about the same kind of food, like junk food and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't really feel like it's affecting your body that much, because you've been always eating those kind of junk food.
Yeah, and everybody just eats it.
Except for people who are trying to become like healthier, like, mm-hmm, dieting or physically, you know, exercising people, sportsmen and stuff. But if you're not those kind of people, you didn't really need to care if you should eat more vegetables or stuff like that. I mean, because there are a lot of people just eat whatever they want.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah.
I think also for some things, like, people don't, it's become so like part of the society that they don't even think it's bad. Like,
yeah,
coffee, for example, you know, coffee is considered a drug. Mm. It is a stimulant.
Mm. Well, not coffee itself, is
but
what's
caffeine.
In, yeah, exactly.
The
caffeine.
Mm. And, you know, actually it says that coffee can cause, I don't know how to say this, aneurysm rupture.
In the brain?
Yeah, and so it's like, not only does it give you, like, not a clear mind, but also if you think about it, coffee and what does, it makes you go stimulate. It makes,
mm-hmm,
your kind of, it's kind of, it is like a drug, actually.
Yeah,
it is.
Chemically a drug, and,
mm-hmm,
people classify it as a drug. And you talk to people who go to work with and start their day off with a cup of coffee, and you tell them, don't have your coffee for today, they can't function.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I need a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, after, like, if you drink it right that moment, your brain functions, and it works. But if that, what do you call it? If that's gone, then your brain becomes numb and dull.
Yeah. And it's
before,
like, you know, there's like a lot of people, you know, there's a saying now, like, not a saying, but like, I saw this cup once, like coffee mug, and it said, don't talk to me unless I have my morning cup of coffee.
Yeah, because people are really cranky when they don't get that physical stimulant that they've been used to.
But still, it's like, I remember, like, my grandpa, he used to drink 5 cups of coffee a day.
Wow.
And it's like,
so your mind is not sharp,
mm-hmm,
it's, you know.
It's not sharp, it's like you are so awake at that small period of time that,
mm-hmm,
you have to keep on,
mm-hmm,
intaking it.
There is really no difference between a coffee and a energy drink.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Mm. I heard energy drinks are really bad.
It is really bad.
But it has become a trend, like, you drink it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Every student just walks in with, if
Monster?
I can mention. No, if I can. Oh, can I mention the names? Okay. Well, every student just walks into school either with Starbucks or with Monster.
Yeah. Red Bull.
Yeah, really, that is so horrible. And not a lot of people realize that is bad. They don't think it's bad, and they're not aware that it's bad.
But
because
then
many people don't tell them.
They may not be aware, but then you walk up to a smoker and you say, you know that thing will give you cancer. And he says, yeah, I know. It says it right here on the box. Yeah, they know it. When they buy it, it says it right there on the package.
Even junk food and stuff?
Yeah. And most people don't really think it's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Like the cancer.
But you know, with junk food, actually, it's like required you have to put the nutrition facts on. And like, even though they see like a burger is like 500 calories, people still eat it.
But you know, when I used to never look at those, really.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I would just eat it.
Me too.
Like, I would never look at the nutrition. Oh, this has this many percent. This
and
menu.
Ingredients? I never
I wouldn't understand,
before.
Like, sometimes, like, so.
What did those numbers actually mean?
So, and, you know, and it's good.
But the thing is, like, you know, we all know junk food is really bad for us. Like, we don't know what it's made out of, first of all. But, you know, it's really sad because I remember I watched a documentary, Food Inc., and it was talking about this family who just immigrated from Mexico, and they don't have money to buy fresh vegetables and stuff. Mm-hmm. So all they can do is get something at a dollar menu. And so there are people who know it's bad, but they can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really sad.
Yeah. When I go to the market, like, I have this huge debate in my mind. Should I get organic or not? Because if you do not get organic, there's a lot of, you know, the quantity is bigger and it's much cheaper. But organic, you know, it's much more expensive. So, you know, sometimes I just give in and not buy not organic stuff because we have, you know, big family. But
even like, you know, organic is really popular now because especially with people who are getting more into yoga and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually new age people are much into health.
Yes.
And so if you go to like,
I didn't realize.
If you go to like Whole Foods, a lot of them have like tattoos and funky hair, and these are new age people, and they're vegan. They're all into health and everything. But when we're considering health and what we actually eat, I'm not such a big fan on the fat of organic. Reason why is, others may disagree, but not everything that we actually buy organic is necessarily any different than the regular ones.
My mom did say that even though they do try to make everything organic, their soil is not organic. So they grow, you know, from soil. Then if that's not organic, like these, you know, even though they're organic seed or whatever, if they grow, it's not gonna, you know.
If you count it as true organic, first thing that already disqualifies many organic products is you cannot use fertilizer.
Yeah.
Well, you can use fertilizer just.
Just
certain
not,
kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like mostly
synthetic fertilizers will disqualify it as organic. But I'm talking about like, usually in America, there are three plants that are usually genetically modified. That's the corn, soybeans, and cotton.
Mm.
Usually these three are very popular in America, and that's usually what GMO plants are coming from. But then there are other things that are not, you know, GMO, that whether you get it from a supermarket as non-GMO or organic, it really wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm actually saying is, you may be throwing away your money to buy something that's actually not organic anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
That's true.
There are many people who are like, tries to be healthy and, you know, eat healthy food, but I heard like the news in California.
Oh.
What's going on there?
Well, this goes back to the smoking topic, I guess. How, I don't know if you guys heard, but people are trying to pass marijuana as a legal drug for medical purposes. But
really?
I heard California did pass in November.
Wow.
What?
Last year, November. Yeah, I heard that.
You know, back when I was there, I saw it. I saw a person in front of a Vons. It's a supermarket place, famous in California. And they had a stand and everything, and this person had a sign, and they're trying to make people sign, and people were actually signing up. But I thought it never got through.
Listen, like, medical reason, okay, that makes sense. It does, you know, it's like a painkiller, whatever. But who, I mean, if it's a legal drug, who will use it for medical purposes?
Yeah, I mean, really? people have doctor friends and so forth, and so they just write them a prescription, oh, this person needs marijuana. And they can legally have marijuana in their car, and nothing. They may not have cancer or anything. No reason for the actual need, but they can legally have it.
Yeah,
now.
And then they could just say, "Oh, my doctor, you know, prescribed it."
Yeah.
But you know, like also.
Oh man, that's.
I don't know.
Horrible.
I think, yeah, this was doctor's idea kind of thing, marijuana. But I don't know. Sometimes I can't trust doctors because I mean, there's this study shown by doctors saying that wine is good for your heart. Mm. And I kind of disagree with that.
Yeah.
So,
Not only that, I actually went to a doctor for, I think, a physical checkup. And this was time when I was telling my parents, you know, meat, because we've been eating meat like every single week, like maybe 2-3 times a week, just meat, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know how horrible meat is. Yes, okay, it has some protein, but it's not really the protein that we need to in order to survive. And it has so much fat and grease and all that kind of stuff. So you could definitely tell that it's bad. But I was telling my parents, like, you know, we should cut down on meat. And my parents were like, no, you need meat to survive. You need meat for strength. If you're not gonna, if you don't eat meat, you're not gonna have energy. Mm-hmm. And now I know that totally doesn't make sense. Like if you really study the science, but they told me, like, even doctor says that. And they took me to the doctor when I was doing my physical checkup, and they were saying, you know, me, Steven would not eat meat or like trying to cut down on meat. Can you tell him, like, you know, you need meat? And the doctor was actually telling me, you need meat to survive. Like, yes, it has proteins you need and stuff like that. And I was like, wait, you're a doctor.
I remember, you know, I think, I don't remember who, but someone related to me went to the Chinese acupuncturist. And some, you know, of course they were hurt. That's why they went to get it. And the doctor was like, like, what do you eat? And so the person was like, oh, we're vegetarian, and but we do eat egg time to time and stuff like that. And then the doctor was like, oh, I know why you're in this pain. You have to eat pork.
This man.
And so we were like, okay, this guy like has no idea what he's talking about. Because if we, yeah, if we look in the Bible, pork is unclean meat.
Not only the Bible, like scientifically, you could prove that meat is bad for you.
If you think about pork, just pig itself, think about what they eat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Horrible.
If they
eat their
pig,
poo.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're just very entitled to wanting to eat and consume whatever our tongue desires. Mm-hmm. And we're just so, I guess, accustomed to, you know, the food that is going on today, like junk food. You know, many kids really want junk food and then they cannot quit it. And then not just junk food, like, you know, even the food.
Unhealthy food.
Yeah, unhealthy food. Like, for example, what do we eat a lot? Like pizza, I think. Yeah, like,
you see all the grease. Some people actually put, you know, get a napkin and get all the grease, try to get all the grease out. But it's, yes, that is helping someone, but is it really? Just
like,
don't eat it.
But for me, when I see people do that, I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure the chemicals from your napkin are on your pizza now.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Our society, I think, is becoming very numb to what we really put in our body. They don't really care unless, like, it's pleasurable or, you know, it just meets their need.
honestly, when I used to smoke, that was really honestly true. I really did not care. I knew that this is very bad for me. I knew I should quit, and I have tried before, but then couldn't. But in the end, the reason why I started was because I just didn't care. I don't care what it does to my body. But then here's the question that we really ultimately matters. As Christians, should we take on the same attitude?
No.
Do we treat our bodies with respect, or does God even care if we treat it with respect or not? From what we have studied, it seems as if that God does care. As a matter of fact, I just want to share a quick text in 3 John. The beloved John says, the very first thing that he says in this epistle, he says, verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above how many things?
All things.
All things." In other words, this is priority in his mind. Mm-hmm. I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, of everything else, considering everything else in mind, I want you to prosper in one thing.
Health.
Just like your soul is actually prospering.
Mm.
And if we look in Genesis, God tells us like what to eat first, but
the original diet.
Yeah, or the original diet. Does it? Can we go there? Genesis. If you go there, then it's every herb bearing seed, and every tree and fruit. I mean, can you imagine just eating plants and fruits for your diet? You go to the table and there's only plants and fruits. There are people who will go crazy just eating fruits and plants, and because their diet is so accustomed to meat and a lot of carbs and.
Mm-hmm. Originally when we were placed, Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden, their food was just like right there, like the tree. Mm-hmm. They could just take an apple, and that was their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to be, not like go to a supermarket. Yeah.
And if we really think about it, the original diet given to Adam and Eve was fruits and nuts, and I guess grains as well. But then in heaven, I can guarantee you that nobody will be walking around with a knife trying to cut out the chicken. We won't be. The reason why we eat meat now is because after Adam and Eve sinned, of course there was death and things, but then there was absolutely no need for death. As a matter of fact, vegetable wasn't even a part of the original diet. Think about a vegetable. What constitutes a vegetable, you have to actually kill the plant in order for you to eat it, right?
Mm.
So there was absolutely no death in the original plan. But after the earth was accursed, they needed a little bit more nutrients, and so God introduced vegetables, and you're supposed to now eat the herbs. But now, after Noah had gone into the ark and the whole earth was cleansed, there was absolutely no fruit, no vegetables, nothing to eat, and so God allowed, introduced,
clean animals.
Yes, eating of flesh, but only the clean ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific outline that he gives in Leviticus 11 is guaranteed. Not most of us really actually follow it.
But people nowadays. Many Christians say Leviticus and most of the Old Testament law is banned after Jesus came,
mm-hmm.
or something.
And like got away with.
Yeah, got away with. And it's so old that we don't have to follow it, because just many people just eat whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we say to that?
Hmm.
I think even in non-biblical perspective, you should try to take care of health. Really, you should. And a lot of people these days don't.
Yeah.
And they say like just because it says in the Bible. But
even like looking at not from a religious perspective, even people who are atheists or people who are new age, non-Christians, totally non-Christians, recognize they need to treat their body healthy and they need to actually treat it with respect. But what about Christians, right?
Or sometimes worse.
But looking at it from a biblical perspective, some people do say, you know what, the laws in Leviticus, they were old covenant.
For Jews.
Yeah, they were only for Jews and they were only for the Israelites. Now we're under the new covenant. We don't have to take care of that. We don't have to observe it. But then if we actually look at it logically, when God introduced, or when God took, told Noah to go into the ark, he told Noah to take 7 of the clean animals and take the unclean animals by 2.
Genesis 7:2.
Yeah, and so what ended up happening is that the reason why he separated clean and unclean was because there was such a thing as clean and unclean before Moses even existed.
Mm. So you're saying it's not just for the Jews, or it's not just for Old Testament people.
It predates that, and actually even after Jesus ascended, remember there's that vision where Peter is on the housetop. He's been fasting and praying, wanting to know what the will of God is. And as he's praying, he has this vision. And a sheet comes down from the sky and full of unclean animals and unclean beasts. And a voice from God says, kill and eat. And he says, no, I haven't eaten anything unclean so far. And he says, no, kill and eat. And this happens over and over. And some people use that to say that, you see, look, God said you can eat unclean thing. If you read on, of course, you know that he's talking about don't call people man, common or unclean. But it goes to actually show even further that even while Jesus had ascended, Peter was still observing that law. You know, wouldn't it make sense if Jesus had done away with the health laws, then he would have told Peter, you don't have to worry about this anymore.
That really doesn't make sense.
And you know, also there are Christians who are like, they know the health law. They know what's clean and unclean if they read Leviticus. And then they're like, well, God said this cow is clean, so we can eat it, kind of thing. But I think we forget that our original diet plan was vegetarianism. It wasn't, even if it's clean meat, I mean, honestly, it's probably not clean anymore. I mean, look at E. coli, mad cow disease.
Yeah.
No animal is clean anymore today.
Yeah, then, how can you really go
yeah,
ahead?
Yeah, then if you say that, then like, the plants, even the plants, GMO and so much like, you know, what is it?
Chemicals?
Yeah, chemicals in there. And it's just, there's nothing to really trust out there if you say that. And what are we to eat?
There's so much mutation in our food these days that we don't even know how it was created.
How it was created.
Because they distorted so much.
And then I go to market and I'd be like, oh, you know, okay, just buy it, just buy it. Just, you know, we have to eat anyways. What are we going to do? It's not like we can farm everything that we eat. But there are people who do that, though. And that is something that we have to keep on practicing, I guess, you know, to get healthier food.
Yes, because we could actually trust what we create.
Yeah. And we know where it's actually coming from.
Yep.
So,
I think, you know, if possible, like, when it comes to just looking at meat itself, even though it's clean, we still, because it's clean, we can't, like, just intake all of it, you know? We have to still be temperate about it. And
what do you mean it's clean?
Just because like cow, God considers cow as a clean animal, we don't eat like a whole cow, you know, in one table setting. We should be temperate and moderate. And, you know, for people who are like, it's clean meat, so it's okay. It's not a sin. Like, it is not a sin. But, I mean,
Bible does say, eat this.
But the thing is like, you know, we're getting ready for heaven here. So we should kind of like, you know, start practicing it now.
Yeah. Because God's original plan was that we eat this and not that. But if it requires the death of an animal, I mean, I think, you know, we live in countryside and driving by, I always see cows and I look at them. That's very sad. These are supposed to live in their natural habitat, but then they're actually, the whole reason why they're living is so that somebody can eat them.
No, the saddest one is, okay, I hate it. I hate, like, when I'm in a car behind a chicken's truck. Like, okay, they're all, like, just, like, clumped up together. And you, like, one time, like, a poop squirted out into our window. Yeah. But it's, like, they all just, like, are sitting there, and they look so sad. And, I remember we went to eat out one day, and there was a chicken truck, and I was passing by, and, like, feathers were flying everywhere. And then we finished eating, and we were about to go. And I see that same truck coming back empty. And I was, like... They're all like dead now. It's so sad.
Is a sheep or lamb clean animal?
Yeah, they're clean.
Yeah, they're clean animals.
Usually, the rule of thumb was that if it was sacrificed on the altar, then it's clean.
Well, you know, like our taste buds and you know, like the meat that we eat nowadays are like. Usually fat and like it's very unhealthy, but if you even look at in the Old Testament, like Jewish people, the meat they ate, it was not very, you know, good meat. It was not tasteful, or it didn't taste like meat.
If you drain all the blood and the fat, the taste is gone.
And I heard it was very dry.
If you want to try what they ate, it's called kosher meat, and it's like I haven't tried it, but I heard it's so dry and it's like rubber.
Yeah. So you would rather eat like, you know,
like a fruit. Yeah. Because
if you think about it, meat has no taste. Meat itself does not have taste. We put something there, seasonings and whatever, to make it taste. But every fruit and every vegetable, every grain has different taste. And you know, and you could, so I'm saying like, oh, these were the food that, you know, God gave. And even after Adam and Eve were kicked out of Garden of Eden, you know, like I heard like the earth was still, you know, flourished and very good, in good shape. So like, you know, they could just go and eat. There were, you know, many things. Yeah, so to eat.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think, Michelle, you did bring out a good point that God's original plan was so that we can eat original fruits and nuts, because that doesn't require the death of the plant. But because of sin and because the earth was cursed, he introduced vegetables. Well, on this earth, his plan was that you eat fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables. And from eating fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables, we actually can get all of the nutrients that we need. If we're talking about, like, we need protein or whatever, well, we're getting it second-handed, because what did a cow eat, you know? some people say you need to eat this in order to get your strength. Well, have you ever seen a gorilla before?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Or an elephant, right? I mean, how are you gonna argue and say that you can't get muscles from eating vegetables? That's absolutely not true. It's because we're getting it second-handedly through what they ate. But besides that, if we're really preparing for heaven, we need to be preparing even now, because in the end, eventually, we're not going to be chasing after chickens in heaven. There will be no death.
That'd be funny to look.
We say like how the world is corrupted. And it's funny because our taste buds are getting more corrupted and more corrupted. It's, you know, it's like going down in the you know, same path.
Look how much salt we put in all the food.
Yeah, we can't just eat something without any dressing, any seasoning. We just have to always put something there to match our taste bud.
There are such things as excitotoxins, which actually excite your taste buds, and such as MSG, monosodium glutamate is what you would see on the ingredients. But then what it actually does is it excites your taste buds and it makes anything taste good. But then after you eat it, you try something else and it doesn't taste as good unless it has the excitotoxin. So it kind of numbs out your taste bud.
And it's kind of like cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. And so
coffee.
People are eating this, all of these things, and it's like you go to Chinese food, guess what they put in there? MSG, all MSG, and then eat that stuff. And later on,
MSG.
It pretty much destroys or perverts your taste bud to where you don't like wholesome food.
Mm. Well, is that the... Go ahead.
If you talk about MSG also, you know it's bad for you because after you eat it, you just like want to pass out.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel all sleepy and tired
drowsy.
After you eat it?
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess as Christians, there are many Christians out there who doesn't notice it or take a note of it, how we should have a healthy body. But healthy body gives healthy mind. Mm-hmm. So we should always remember.
Yeah.
And it helps us spiritually to discern what's right mm-hmm. or wrong.
Exactly. When it comes, I would say that's probably exactly the reason why God does care about our physical health, because
mm-hmm.
what we do to our physical body affects
our willpower.
Yeah, our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do to our mind affects how we operate spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, there's another text in 1 Corinthians where it says that in chapter 10, whatsoever you eat or whatsoever you drink, do all to the glory of God. And so, yeah, if there is a way to do eat and drink to the glory of God, then there's surely a way to not eat and drink to the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. In the end, if we really think about it, God's plan was originally that we eat fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables, but then because as a result of sin and because the world was wiped out, he introduced flesh foods. But you actually think about it, if you really think about it, how long did Noah live? And then every
mm-hmm.
generation after that, it's like their lives got cut very short.
Mm-hmm.
And so, God's plan was for us to eat fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables. But then because there was nothing to eat, he introduced flesh foods. But ultimately, if we're thinking about, if we have our minds heavenward, yes, God did allow clean and unclean meats, but then we should also be preparing for heaven by trying to stay away from some of these meats
mm-hmm.
For the very purpose that, because when we put these things into our body, into our bodies, it does affect the way that we think, and the way that we think does affect our spiritual life as well.
Yes.
Mm.
And so as Christians, it is our duty to pay attention to what we put into our bodies and what we actually do with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it for today.
All right.
Let's go.